I'm Dime Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to music by Pink Martini. Hear more at pinkmartini.com. And we're Facebook Living today. Is that a verb? Facebook Live today. So get on Facebook.com and go to the KBOO page, and you can see what's happening, all the excitement in the studio right now. I can't believe it's summer. I can't. But it does mean that it's time for Summerfest at Coho Productions. The multidisciplinary festival kicked off last weekend and runs through July 21st. We're going to talk with Philip Cuomo, Artistic Director of Coho Productions, and interdisciplinary artist Catherine Egan, and actor and performing artist Sumi Kim. It's going to be some good conversation coming Facebook Live and on KBOO. So stay with us. This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dime Roberts. With me live in the KBOO studio, our artistic director, Philip Cuomo of Coho Productions. Hello and welcome back.
Hi, Dime. Thanks for having me.
And he's joined by interdisciplinary artist Catherine Egan. Welcome back. I guess it's been 10 years since you've been stage and studio.
That's right, Dime. Glad to be here. Thank you.
So this is great. It's great to have you. Welcome both to stage and studio. And we're going to have Sumi Kim via phone pretty soon. She's still in New York preparing for her solo show, and we're going to talk with her shortly. Philip, you kicked off Coho Summerfest this weekend with your piece Witch Hunt. I'm sorry the timing didn't work out, you know, for us to talk
that's
about
totally
it before,
fine.
But how did it go?
It went very well. Witch Hunt, we started it last August in a Coho lab session, 2 weeks of studio time. Then we got back into the rehearsal room in early December, and then put up a workshop version in Fertile Ground in January. And so we had 1 week of rehearsal before Witch Hunt this week and made some structural changes, and I was really pleased with how it went. And Witch Hunt is part of the Coho Clown Cohort, which is a group of artists that I've been working with over the last few years. And we always have people from the clown tradition, but in slightly different styles. So Lecoq-based, some European-based stuff, Delarte School in Northern California. And then we always bring in a comic actor with some serious comic chops to sort of mess it up a little.
Oh.
And so it's really great to sort of experience the variety of style and how we form as a group over the course of the generative process, how we form a particular style for that show. And I really felt like Witch Hunt became, the folks in Witch Hunt became a really dynamic, comic, funny ensemble. So I was really pleased.
Well, and it seems like it's a work in progress, so I might come back.
Right? No, I'm done with it.
You're done with it?
I've got a new project I'm going to start in August. So,
okay. Is that also clown-based?
Yes. Beethoven and Chopin, Monster Hunters, Meet the Bride of Frankenstein, A Romance.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be kind of based on an Abbott and Costello thing.
So it's inter-genre.
Inter-genre, yes. Yeah. Always.
Multi-genre.
Which is what Summerfest is actually about. We're always messing with form and structure. Coho's main stage season tends to be just on the fringe of center. It pushes the boundaries a little bit, but in a very traditional way. And I've been using Summerfest for the last 5-6 years to really push those boundaries, because I'm very interested in really the contemporary performance modality, and really identifying that the audience is present in the experience. And so how can we generate more opportunities for an audience to really be engaged by simply listening? And that's our
I'm always into breaking all kinds of boundaries, so that makes total sense to me. And how else is new work going to be created, right, beyond the pen and paper and the traditional way? But this is also, you know, being able to experiment more.
Exactly.
So that actually answers why you do, because that was my next question, why you do the Coho Summerfest. But let's talk about what's coming up next. This weekend is Coup de Foudre by Teatro Pachuco, and describe that. What's going on with that?
Well, I really love to lead with this. Rudy and Lisa are Teatro Pachuco, and Rudy is from...
What's their full names?
Rudy Galindo and Lisa De Boit. Rudy is from Mexico, and Lisa is from Italy, and Teatro Pachuco is from Belgium. So that in itself
is
a lot of fun. Stroke of lightning is what coup de foudre means. And it is similar in style or similar in tradition to Witch Hunt as its physical vocabulary, silent language, I like to say, sort of in the way Chaplin and Keaton did silent films back in the day, and really with a sense of magic and pathos and ultimately enlightenment. So I'm really looking for them. They're flying in tonight and loading into the theater tomorrow. It's family friendly, so we're doing matinees Saturday and Sunday. Usually our Summerfest programming is Thursday through Sunday in the evenings. But because of the particular piece of content that Teatro Pachuco is bringing, we're gonna do kid shows for matinees.
I know. I saw that there were. It's open to families with children ages 8 and up, and it's great that you can offer a family show, right?
Yeah, you know, we don't do it often, and this is the first time in Summerfest. And we had a 5-year-old come to Witch Hunt who loved it. And as long as their attention span is 45 minutes to an hour, you know. A 5-year-old is fine, too. So
yeah, it depends on the family.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Coup de Foudre is this weekend at Coho Productions, July 5th at 7:30 p.m., July 6th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and July 7th at 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m., and you can find out about more and tickets at cohoproductions.org. And this is one of the first times you're offering this kind of, like, matinee experience during Summerfest, right?
It is. It is the very first time, and it was because of what they're bringing to Summerfest that seemed to make good sense.
Well, I have a lot of info about Summerfest at stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm here with Philip Cuomo, artistic director and artist at Coho Productions, and Catherine Egan, who will be talking about Summer Ruckus later on. But right now we have, hopefully, Sumi Kim on the phone. Is she there? Hello, Sumi.
Hi.
Hey, Sumi.
Hi.
Philip's here.
Hi,
and
Philip.
Catherine's here. Hey.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Sumi.
You're returning to Portland on July 11th through the 14th with your original show, My Little China Girl. And when you were in Portland last time, it was a couple years ago, I remember you telling me about My Little China Girl, and you got that inspiration when David Bowie died. Tell me about that. What inspired you?
Yeah, well, I was a big David Bowie fan growing up. And actually, this, you know, my time that was of growing up in Beaverton, Oregon, actually, I watched a lot of MTV. So I was obsessed with David Bowie's video, China Girl, and that song and that whole album, Modern Love, because I just did not ever see any Asian people on screen. And so I kind of became fascinated by this video, and I was really impressed that he would feature like this an Asian woman in a video. And so I was enamored with him, and I would write in my diary about how much I loved him. And then when he died, it just made me so deeply, you know, sad, because it brought me back to that time. And I actually looked in my diaries and I started reading about that time period, and you know, I've kind of been wanting to do a solo show, kind of an autobiographical piece. And so that's what started it. And I started writing, and yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that particular video, but that was the time in the 80s when, you know, music videos were like really new, and they were, you know, just always, you know, very exciting to watch. And so this show, it really explores your coming of age experiences as a first generation Korean American girl in the 1980s. So what kind of things do you explore about that time period?
Well, I kind of give the whole overarching journey of my life from the time my family came to the States, and up and through my high school years. And we lived in Lebanon, Oregon, actually.
I lived there from
the time I grew up there. I lived there from ages 5 until 13, then we moved to Beaverton, 14. And there was, you know, there was like a close-knit Korean community in the Albany, Corvallis, Lebanon area. But in Lebanon, we were the only Korean family. And so it kind of explores my experience just being, you know, having, living sort of like our family living the American dream. My father was a doctor. We had a house in, you know, in Lebanon, a nice house. And then when I was 12, my mother died in a car accident. And so that's kind of a pivotal,
You
know, I guess they would call it the inciting moment in like the storyline in the play. And so you'll have to kind of see what unfolds afterwards. But
yeah, it sounds,
it kind of leads to suburbia and David Bowie.
Well, I mean, it sounds like there's fun, but there's also like a depth in there that I'm looking forward to, too. So combining all of that. And you always use multimedia in your performances. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I come from like a very multidisciplinary background. I studied music, and I've been a movement person all my life. And I went to acting school, and then I kind of just decided that was what best expressed who I was. And so I kind of got into, you know, devised theater and worked with a theater company that was all female, and we generated and created our own shows. And so that's kind of like where I'm coming from. And I was an artist in residence at Here Art Center in New York City, which supports hybrid artists, what they call hybrid artists, and people that kind of like are not in any specific kind of like category or style of making work. So I use movement and video and original music, and I try to work on, you know, always investigating how to integrate movement and text simultaneously.
So you've been working on this piece, My Little China Girl, for a while. So are you doing some updates in your performance in Portland?
Well, I did it. I kind of created it within like a year, and performed at Dixon Place in 2017. And then since then, I haven't changed anything because of other projects that I was involved in. And this time around, it's going to pretty much stay the same. I might work a little bit more on the movement, but it's going to be pretty much.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I'm glad Coho is bringing it here and bringing you here.
Yes.
And it's always good to have a hometown girl come back too, you know, because you always see all the changes that are going on. You know, you leave for a while, you come back and go, "Whoa, what happened?" I mean, I do that every day, just, you know, driving down the road right now because Portland is changing so much.
Yeah.
But
right.
What have you noticed in your, you know, treks back and forth?
Well, there's a lot more development going on in the suburbs of always the growing. It seems like, you know, there's a lot more interesting things happening. Like, I used to just think that Beaverton was just like this real kind of dull, dry suburb that I felt locked into, and I hated and resented every moment of it. But I see and hear and read that there's a lot of big Asian community. And
it's way diverse. Yeah, much more so than Portland, definitely.
Yeah, and my brother lives there, so I'm staying with him. And then Portland, actually, it's really pleasant to see that it's like, as much as it's grown, that there's still some staple places that I remember from when I lived there. And I lived in Portland before I came to New York City in the early 90s. I was a part of the Echo Theater Company's Do Jump Movement Theater Company, and Echo's still there. And I lived there, 35th and Hawthorne, And so that area still looks kind of the same to me.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That hasn't changed, yeah. But other parts of Portland have completely grown and become more gentrified, and Old Town is very different. But it's a lot of fun, exciting things happening.
Well, it'll be great to see you and My Little China Girl, written, choreographed, and performed by Sumi Kim. It runs July 11th through the 14th. All performances are at 7:30 p.m., and you can get tickets at cohoproductions.org. And Coho Summerfest closes out, actually, with the big ruckus, which we're going to talk about soon. Sumi Kim, it's so great to talk with you, and looking forward to having you here again and having you return home.
Thank you, Jamie.
You take care.
I'll see you soon. Okay. Thank you.
This is Stage and Studio. I'm Dime Roberts, and I'm going to be talking with Catherine Egan about Summerfest Ruckus. And that's happening on July 18th through the 21st. And you are listening to Stage and Studio. I'm also here with Philip Cuomo, who's the Artistic Director of Coho Productions. So Summerfest Ruckus, Catherine, tell us, what is this ruckus all about?
Well, I'm just one of several artists that are contributing work to this amazing lineup, and my contribution is called Handbagged, and I've been working with handbags for about a year now, and this is in many different ways, and this is a performative iteration where I'm loaded down with handbags, and I try to get into the Hermes department store.
Now, I don't know that store. Is that like a brand name
thing? Yeah,
I should know about, right?
Hermes, if you're in Paris, maybe. Right. So it's
okay.
I
should know about these things.
Well, okay. I heard of them before
I've
this
heard
project.
Of it, actually. Yeah. I've heard of them. So, yeah, so you're trying to get in, but you've got all these handbags, and then what happens?
Yeah, so it's a struggle. Right, yeah.
They won't let you in, or?
Well, yeah. Hermes is the god of many things. And one of the things he's a god of is boundaries, borders, if you will, and also transgressions of boundaries. And you know, he's the god of thieves as well. So, yeah, I mean, the doors finally get open, but it's maybe not to the interior of a department store.
I see.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a lot of meaning in this, as well as, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a comic beginning, but there's something deeper going on.
Right. It's pretty dark, dark comedy, for sure. That's sort of like my product, if you will. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it started out with I had this idea that I would deconstruct women's handbags and construct boxing bags. And that would be a performative installation. There's that fight. And I've been really into studying, looking into economic systems with all this cryptocurrency and just where is the future headed here? You know, we have to pay attention to what's going on. So, and also just the feminist symbols that are inherent in the handbag and... there's also children's represented in the piece, and you know, women's and children's bodies are often commodified, accessorized objects. I mean, and
so you're saying a lot. So so it sounds like each person is taking a certain segment of the performance.
Right. There's several other artists.
Yeah, yeah. So your piece, and then tell us about the other artists too.
For the entire weekend, there'll be seven different artists. Matt Sheehy, who is an indie rocker, Jet Blackpearl, who plays the accordion, Claire Rigsby and Keegan Kyle are doing a dance duet with poetry and some specific text. And then Julia Brandenburg is doing Clown Bolero, in which she uses this very famous bolero choreography, but she does it blindfolded. And she gets the audience to assist her in breaking out of her formal shell into an explosive clown bolero.
Is this all happening on one night, or do people take different nights?
No.
That's a lot to pack in.
It's a ton of stuff.
It's a ruckus.
It's a ruckus.
Okay, but is it a long ruckus?
No, it'll be about an 85 to 90 minutes.
Because it's a lot to pack in there.
It is, we're going to move fluidly from one piece to
magic.
The next.
It's going to be magic,
elegant and humorous. And,
right. Catherine, we'll see at Tech Week, right?
Yes. Catherine mentioned that her piece is dark, but Catherine brings a beautiful sense of humor to everything that she does on stage. So while it's about important things and has will veer one way or another, it's going to be a joyful experience. The ruckus will be.
Oh, yes, the ruckus will be.
Yeah.
Well, okay. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm always glad to hear accordion music, to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
Summerfest Ruckus
great.
Runs July 18th through the 21st. All shows are at 7:30 p.m., and you can get tickets at cohoproductions.org. And the Coho Summerfest shows are at Coho Theater, and that's located at 2257 Northwest Raleigh Street in Northwest Portland. And you can get the link, all the info to all the shows at stageandstudio.org or kboo.fm/stageandstudio. And what else do you have coming up in the rest of the year, the season? What do you have other stuff coming up that you want to mention?
I'm trying to shift a little bit more visually with my work. I actually have a visual project with handbag Madonnas.
So you're going on with the handbag theme. Great.
Yeah,
in
a lot of different... There's also my VAM tax project.
I don't know what that
violent
is.
Violent acts and media tax.
Oh, okay.
So with that, and again, that's a visual...
Yeah, you're interdisciplinary, so you work in a lot of different mediums together.
Right.
So that's great. I love that. So, yeah, keep us posted on that.
Will do.
So, Philip, in the time remaining, you have announced Coho's main stage season, but you want to tell the audience, our audience listening right now, what's happening with Coho?
Sure.
Upcoming?
Our main stage is from September to May. And this year we'll be doing four projects as part of our subscription season. It kicks off with Mala by Melinda Lopez, and that's co-produced with Anna Nichols and Brian Schnipper, and stars Ulana Torres in what is going to be...
She's so amazing.
Right, ferocious and funny. One person...
Oh, it is a solo
show. It's a solo show, yes, about taking care of a... elderly parent, but ferocious and funny is what I like to say.
But it's not her piece. It's not.
Melinda Lopez wrote it. And it's been done a few times around the country, and Brian and Anna brought it to Coho. Then we, our second show is The Brothers Paranormal.
Oh, tell us about that.
It's co-produced by Media Rights.
Theater Diaspora.
And, spearheaded by D-May.
And Samson Sierras, who will be starring in it.
And Samson's a former student of mine. And
I didn't realize that.
Super lovely fella and very talented.
But that was a long time ago.
It was quite a while ago. Yes. Well, that's happening more and more to me now. It's a Thai horror genre about people who are displaced finding community. It takes place in Midwest of the United States and... these two brothers explore the paranormal phenomenon that is occurring, and they actually bring together another displaced family who had escaped Hurricane Katrina to move a bit north, and as a they form a community, basically. It's a lovely,
well, thank you. I always like to hear other people talking about these projects. But yeah, I'm very excited, actually. I'm just going to throw in a plug personally because the cast is amazing. We just cast Andrea White, and also Jasper Howard is returning. We did an enhanced stage reading of that. And so very excited about the cast.
Yeah, we're very excited about having Kate Duffley is directing as well.
And Kate Duffley is directing. So what else is happening in Coho?
The third show is a piece called Found Dog Ribbon Dance, and it's by Dominic Finocchiaro, who is a local writer who's now living like Sumi in Brooklyn. Dominic came from Reed College, and that's takes a really intimate and sweethearted look at the cuddles phenomenon. You're familiar with cuddling? Cuddling, it's a form.
Oh, yes, there's a woman who actually says she does it as a
service. Yes, yeah. In which you hug people or hold people.
I always worry about her.
Yes. Well, in the piece, in the piece, the woman who is the cuddler actually uses it to avoid intimacy. Mm. And it's through meeting a fellow who's not interested in the cuddling experience in which she develops a relationship and she finds intimacy.
Okay.
And it is sweet. I'm really...
What's the name of it?
Found Dog Ribbon Dance.
Yeah, that's interesting. Who wrote it?
Dominic Finocchiaro.
Okay.
A dog is found at the beginning.
Right.
A dog played by Clifton Hofsnagel. The fella in the piece enjoys himself by choreographing ribbon dances to YouTube videos.
Okay.
So
it's got that Coho Court thing going
on, right? We're close to the center, just on the fringe of center.
I worry about that woman, though. She was that service started by an Asian American woman. I'm like, what are you doing? But obviously, it's okay.
Well,
right?
It's an interesting piece and worth seeing. And then we finished the season with B, which was brought to us by Melody Arfani. And B is a beautiful story about an intergenerational Iranian-American experience. Mm. And it really is set mostly in late 1940s Iran. And it's based on Melody's true grandmother's experience. She had been married off to a very prominent person in the community who actually physically abused her. She had the strength of courage, and she had the good fortune of a father who believed her and who took her home And this was very radical at the time because you don't leave your husband.
Right.
And to allow the daughter to come back to his home was radical. And she then eventually finds love with a gentleman within the community who saw her for herself and not for the fact that her first husband beat her. So it's really beautiful, and it there's a scene at it that ends, and I'm sorry, Melody, I'm giving it away, but I love this scene in which this woman, who's really based on Melody's grandmother, gathers her children around her in this beautiful circle and says to them, "I don't want you to leave Iran. If you ask me, I will tell you not to go to America. I will tell you not to go to Europe. But when you go..." Please remember that I am home and I'm always with
you.
That's
beautiful.
It really is. It,
okay, well, and then is that the end of the season then?
That's the fourth show in the season and completes the season.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thank you for telling us about that. Now, we can't mention prices, but the subscriptions and individual tickets are now on sale at cohoproductions.org, and I have that link at kbu.fm/stageandstudio or stageandstudio.org. Philip Cuomo, Artistic Director of Coho Productions, and interdisciplinary artist Catherine Egan, thank you so much for joining me live today on Stage and Studio. And thanks, and break legs on everything, right?
Thank you
for having us.
That's it for today's show. I'll have the podcast online on stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. Till next time, I'm Dimae Roberts. We're going out with a song by Matt Sheehy, who is featured in the Summerfest Ruckus, and this song is called Lost Lander.
In the back of your teal Cadillac, oh, the turn.